John chapter 17. Jesus said these things, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, in order that your Son may for his part glorify you. Do this just as you gave him authority over all flesh, which you did so that he should give age-abiding life to the whole of what you have given him. And this is age-abiding life, that they should know you, the only true God, and him whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I have glorified you on the earth. I have completed the work which you gave me to do. And now glorify me, Father, in your presence, with the glory which I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the men you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you have given them to me, and they have kept your word. They have come to know now that everything that you have given me is from you, because I have given them the words which you have given me, and they received them, and they truly knew that I came out from you, and they believed that you sent me. I make a request for them. I do not make a request for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all my possessions are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified by them. And I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I am going to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are. When I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. I have guarded those whom you have given me, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of perdition, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I am going to you, and I say these things in the world, so that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you remove them from the world, but that you keep them from evil. They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I sanctify myself on behalf of them, so that they too may be sanctified by truth. But I do not only make request for these, but also for those who believe in me through their word, so that all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, so that they too may be one in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory which you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, so that they may be perfected into one, and so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them as you loved me. Father, I want those whom you have given me also to be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you gave me, because you loved me before the overthrow of the world. Righteous Father, although the world did not know you, yet I knew you, and these knew that you sent me, and I have made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them.